Exclusive, Representative James Comer fired up. "We are bringing everyone in for Biden investigations." By Bradley J. on May 21, 2025. Representative James Comer's, RKY, long-anticipated moment to hold Joe Biden's family and administration officials accountable for their crimes is finally approaching. Comer explained on Wednesday's episode of The Alex Marlowe Show. Comer, the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, faced significant challenges to investigate when Biden was president. But now that Donald Trump is president and the House appears set to pass President Donald Trump's one big beautiful budget bill, Comer and his committee are fired up and ready to harvest the fruits of their investigative labor. Prominent names from Hunter Biden to Biden senior level advisors will be brought in for either a transcribed interview, if they'll come in voluntarily, or a deposition, Comer told Marlowe. There will be plenty of fireworks, with Comer pledging to investigate both those who've been in the headlines over the years as well as those who are not big name people yet. The investigations will even touch people that were operating the autopen, he promised. We want to bring the doctor in, Comer told Marlowe, referencing Biden's physician who signed off on Biden's clean bill of health. We want to know who is telling him to issue a report that says Joe Biden was a picture of health. I mean, obviously that wasn't factual. Are you that incompetent as a doctor? Or were you being threatened by Joe Biden to say that? Or by the Democratic National Committee to say that? Or by George Soros to say that? The chaos of committee hearings isn't always conducive to fact-finding, particularly with the cast of characters Democrats have assembled, he explained. You only get 5 minutes, and they're always a disaster, Comer said. However, with his subpoena power as chairman, Comer will ensure the targets of his investigation can't hide behind time limits and distractions. We want to bring people in for depositions and interviews and have substantive questions and not be confined by 5-minute clocks and Democrat representatives, Jasmine Crockett and Jared Moskowitz screaming, he chuckled. Comer acknowledged that people are often justifiably entertained by the colorful personalities Democrats send to what should be a serious committee. And those who enjoy the sideshows won't have to worry. To get what we need, the information we want to obtain, we're going to have to do it by depositions and interviews. And look, after that, we can have a hearing, he said. As an investigative body, the House Oversight Committee has limitations in what it can do to bring criminals to justice. But it can send its findings with recommendations to the administration, where the committee has a powerful ally in Attorney General Pam Bondi. We want to work with the Trump administration because all I can do is investigate. I can't prosecute, Comer told Marlowe. If I could prosecute, there would be Biden family members in prison now. There would be deep state actors in prison. But Pam Bondi can prosecute. The Department of Justice can prosecute, he said with a smile. The Alex Marlowe Show, hosted by Breitbart Editor-in-Chief Alex Marlowe, is a weekday podcast produced by Breitbart News and Salem Podcast Network. You can subscribe to the podcast on YouTube, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Bradley J. is deputy political editor for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter and Instagram at Bradley J.